springtime is such a volatile time of every year. Clashes of cold and warm temperatures, snow melt, wet and dry systems, deep lows and strong highs. It all adds up to a messy situation. Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History from the Weather Network in Canada. From April 5th to 7th, a pair of low-pressure systems led to major flooding in southern Quebec and wind damage across parts of Ontario and Quebec. It got real bad. This day in weather history. It was a three-day event that produced significant rainfall that then led to flooding across parts of eastern Canada. The majority of the damage was in eastern Ontario and Quebec. The high water levels blurred the lines between river and land. Roads, homes, businesses, all flooded in Quebec as rivers overflowed and sewers were backing up. The heaviest of the rainfall happened between May 5th and 6th, with some areas recording up to 155 millimeters of rain. Following the heavy rain, however, with strong wind gusts that went on to down trees and power lines across many areas of both provinces. There were several states of emergency declared across areas of southern Quebec and eastern Ontario, and that affected thousands of residents who had to be evacuated from their homes. Between the two provinces, this storm caused $223 million in insurance damages. That was from the storm damage to infrastructure and the flooding together combined. The effect on Quebec versus Ontario were slightly different in their intensity and outcome, so it's probably best that I continue from here by isolating each one individually. I'm going to start with Quebec, but before I do, remember that this day in weather history can be enjoyed a number of ways. Right now, you are listening to the full version of today's story on your favorite podcast provider, but there is also the daily podcast video short. They are shot right here in my podcast recording studio, so you get that perspective, and oftentimes they will include visuals from that day's event, from when it happened, in weather history. So after listening to the full story, go check out the podcast video short on television or online anytime at theweathernetwork.com/weather history. Okay, Quebec. When you take a spring thaw and you blend it with heavy rain, it is a recipe for disaster every time. Ask anyone who lives along the Red River in Manitoba or the St. John River in New Brunswick, or really any riverbed in Canada for that matter, where towns or neighborhoods line it. When the water rises, it can be weeks, sometimes the whole season, before it eventually recedes. In this story, the Rigo municipality had declared a state of emergency when over 440 families were advised to leave their homes as a result of the flood threat. Now, it is estimated that over 100 families chose to remain, but they were definitely in the minority opposed to those who saw the impending doom scenario setting up right in front of them. Visiting the affected areas of Rigo, Public Security Minister Martin Coiteau commented that he considered it to be the worst flooding in that region in 21 years. Rigo was not alone. The municipalities of Pontiac and Saint-André-Avalin were also affected by flooding, and they too had to later declare their own state of emergency. When both the Ottawa River and the Gatineau River overflowed, areas around Gatineau promptly flooded. Now, although Gatineau did not declare a state of emergency themselves specifically, still, over 30 families decided to voluntarily evacuate the town as a precaution. In Quebec, in total, it is estimated that 1,000 people evacuated, accounting for around 300 homes. And that was in Rigaud. That was three quarters of the 440 who were advised to leave, just from there alone. One local man named Roger commented that in the 12 years that he had lived there in Rigaud, he had never seen the river run this high before. Firefighters were the ones who told him that now was the time to leave. Others in Rigaud could only get around by boat where the streets used to be. Still, other residents echoed Roger's observation by reflecting on indeed how unprecedented these water levels truly were. And now the Ontario part of the story. Heavy rain in the Hamilton area caused flash floods and mudslides. The valley town of Dundas, they suffered some of the worst damage. Along the border with the city of Burlington, you will find the lush and popular RBG, or the Royal Botanical Gardens. They were overwhelmed with as much as 72.5 millimeters of rain that fell in a very short and very concentrated 12 hours. That is more than the city would normally see on average for the entire month of April. This was logged as the most rain to ever fall in a 12-hour period for the city of Hamilton. And it all was part of and the trickle-down effect from what happened this day in weather history. Hey, do you like the podcast? We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea, go right now to wherever you're listening to me and rate us, if you would, please. It's on a 5-star system, and we would love as many stars as you can afford. So rate us, but then also review us. This way, we can always stay on top of how you'd like to see the show evolve. Then remember to subscribe to this podcast. Click the subscribe or follow button right there on the very same podcast homepage you're listening on. You'll be immediately reminded that the next day is ready to listen to, and you also have access to every episode in the archives. It dates back to June 1st of 2020, so there is a lot that we got to get caught up on this day in weather history. Tomorrow is April 8th, and we are off to Italy when a 260-meter or 850-foot-long road bridge on an Italian state highway collapses into the Magra River is tomorrow on this day in weather history with me, your host, Chris May.